So if I were able to reimagine education, I would look at education that was accessible anywhere, anytime, through devices that people already have and are able to use, and that was delivered to them in a way that was familiar and engaging, like they were having a conversation with a neighbor or their sister-in-law or their aunt, somebody who they trusted and had a really good connection with. And what I mean anywhere, anytime is that a lot of people didn't in rural India haven't benefited from mainstream formal education. They had to drop out of school very early because they had to work at the home. If we're talking about women, they had to work at home. So they had to drop out of school when they were very young, and they haven't had an opportunity to learn beyond the things that they've learned to do around, the house and the farm. And they would love to be able to learn, but in order to fit it into their day-to-day lives, education has to be much more flexible. Education has to be something that they can engage with when they have 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 20 minutes, after cooking lunch and before going out to feed the animals, or in the evening when they've put the kids to bed and they have, 20 minutes to spare. It needs to be something that they can dip in and dip out of as and when they have the time. And it needs to be really inexpensive and something that's flexible, that fits into people's lives. And this is what we've been trying to do in Bihar by developing Mobile Academy, which is a mobile-based, audio-based training course for community health workers, where essentially they can call Mobile Academy whenever they like. They can do the course as quickly or slowly as they like. It's delivered in the voice of a female doctor character who's very engaging, who's, really like a friend and a mentor. And, they can learn at their own pace and their own speed when they have time in the midst of their very busy lives.